My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to keep yourself on track for your long-term goals by revisiting your New Year's resolutions. Lots of people make resolutions in January. If you believe the articles, the vast majority of people have fallen off the wagon by about February 3rd. Long-term change is hard. In general, people are better off structuring their lives to make good choices easy than they are relying on willpower. You can hope you'll find time to walk for 30 minutes a day, or you could pay for a regular parking spot at a garage that's a 15-minute walk from your office. Then you'll find yourself walking 30 minutes daily, regardless of what you do. In any case, there's nothing magical about January to inspire change. The new year suggests a fresh start, but you can create a fresh start anytime you want. We are now about halfway through the year. This episode is first launching near the beginning of July, which is the beginning of the third quarter of the year. If you made New Year's resolutions, can you remember what they were? If so, great. If not, ask your friends and family or hunt through old social media posts. Try to list the resolution or two you felt most excited about. Now ask yourself, is this still something I'd value for my life? It's possible the answer is no. Maybe you wanted to take on a big professional project, and then you switched jobs. Or you're dealing with a family situation that's going to preclude big new undertakings. Life happens. This is fine. Our current selves don't need to carry our past selves' burdens. But maybe your resolutions are still relevant. You'd like to give yourself a bedtime. You'd like to walk at lunch 3 days a week. These ideas are as smart in July as they are in January. If the resolution still works for your life, then here's my challenge to you. Put this resolution into your life this week. Don't say forever. Aim for just this week. See how it goes. See if it works for you. If it doesn't, ask why. If you don't manage to walk at lunch, it's probably not because you're a horrible and undisciplined person. A more likely explanation is that your 11 a.m. meetings keep running over, or your colleagues ask you to grab lunch with them, and you value building relationships. That's great. So maybe you need to walk later in the day, or before work. Or maybe you need to have a conversation with the person who runs those 11 a.m. meetings on setting agendas. See what you can do, and then you can try again next week. But there's no reason to wait until January to try anything you think would improve your life. And there are a lot of reasons not to wait. Here's a big one. There's still a lot of time before January. You can do a lot of things in 6 months. The popular Couch to 5K running program, for instance, takes 9 weeks. That means that if you start now, when this show first airs, you could run a 5K by mid-September. And with that base, I'm guessing you'd be able to run a 10K by December. Anyone able to do that is definitely winning in the fitness department. Likewise, if you start setting a bedtime now, it would be a strong habit by December. Think of all the many, many mornings you'll wake up well-rested before then. Starting now is a gift to your future self. While January would have been a great time to start, if you didn't, that's all done. July is a great time to start too. I love that proverb that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. And just a note for people pondering future New Year's resolutions. I like to take some of the pressure off January. Each year, I make quarterly goals rather than New Year's resolutions. For each quarter, I make a goal in three categories: career, relationships, self. That way, I can set intentions for the whole year, 12 of them, spread across all spheres of life. I get lots of fresh starts. And even better, if I know a goal is set for Q3, I don't have to think about it until then. I know I'll do it, but I can focus on other things until we get there. So what were your resolutions last January? Can you give yourself the fresh start of the second half of the year? Let me know how it goes at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.